Let's be'ezos Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ilei Nishmas, my dearly departed father, Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef Zecharon Levracha, as well as for Chaim Tzvi ben Avraham Zecharon Levracha. May the learning that we do be an aliyah for their neshamas. We are on the fourth line of Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Rav had just made a statement. Rav Yehuda just made a statement that when you're making a kinyan on behalf of all the members of the alley, all the members of the mavoi, so when you give it over to your son who's over bar mitzvah to make a kinyan on behalf of them, the guy has to raise the barrel up one tefach. That's what Yehuda's. The Gemara's not going to challenge that from a brisa. Meisvei. Kate said, "Mishdatvim b'mavi mivin chavetz shal yain v'shal shem v'shal tamar v'shal grogros." Could be a barrel of wine or oil or dates or figs. V'shal sharmine peros. Im mishelo, if it's his barrel, tzarech lezakos. So then he's got to bring his son over and make a kinyan with his son or his wife. Im mishelo hen, if it's a barrel that already belongs in partnership to the members of the mavoi, so then you don't need to make another kinyan, but tzarech lahudia, you have to tell them that you are making this this shituf. That's what the Brisa says. Umagbiya menakarka mashahu. And you only have to lift it off the ground, a mashahu. So before we said a tefach, how come over here we're saying a mashahu? Answer the Gemara, my mashanami to call my tefach. Okay, it's not a kasha. Mashahu means a tefach. Fine. Itmar. We learned in the base matter, shitufi mivos. Rav Amar Ein Tzarech Lezakos. Rav says Shitufim Avos does not need a kinyan. Even though the Mishnah that we just learned says that Shitufim Avos does need a kinyan, Rav argues on the Mishnah. Unbelievable. Rav Tanu Apalag. Rav was one of the greatest Amoraim. Rav is allowed to argue on the Mishnah, believe it or not. So Itmar Shitufim Avos, Rav Amar Ein Tzarech Lezakos. Rav says you don't need a kinyan. Ushmuel Amar Tzarech Lezakos. Shmuel says you do need a kinyan. Eruve Tchumin, by Eruv Tchum, the opposite. Rav Amar Tzarech Lezakos. Ushmuel Amar Ein Tzarech Lezakos. So the Gemara says, Bishlam El Shmuel, I understand according to Shmuel, Hacha Tnan, V'Hacha Lo Tnan. Shmuel's great. Shmuel goes like the Mishnayos. We have one Mishnah that says that we just learned our Mishnah, that by Shitufim Avos, you do need a Kenyan. By Erev Chatzeros, there's no Mishnah that says you need a Kenyan. Avi, if I want to make an Erev Chatzeros, if I want to make an Erev Tchumen, excuse me, if I want to make an Erev Tchumen for you, I want to make an Erev Tchumen for you. So why do I have to, I could take my bread, and I say, I'm hereby donating, and I'm going to go 2,000 amas outside the city, I'm going to put it down for you. So there's no Mishnah that says you have to own the bread. Why do you have to own it? I'm just doing it for you. So Shmuel makes a lot of sense. He's going like both Mishnayos that we have. Bishlam el Shmuel, hacha tnan, v'hacha lo tnan. Right? By Shitufim Vo says you need a kinyan, and by Yerivu Chatzeres there's no Mishnah that says you do need a kinyan. El Rav mai taima. What in the world is Rav's logic? Tanoihi. Most Rishonim understand Tanoihi in the classical sense. The Meiri says that the word Tanoihi means that Rav is a Tana, so he could argue on the Mishnayos. Good morning, Eitan. Great to have you, Eitan. Good morning, Mordechai. So the Gemara says Tanoihi. No, in fact, there are Tanoim that argue on both of these assumptions in the Mishnayos. D'amar v'yudamar Rav. A story happened with the daughter-in-law of Rav Oshia. She went to a bathhouse outside the Tchum. That's the way Rashi understands it. This was a Tchum issue. Tosis understands this was an Eruv Chatzeres issue. She forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeres, but we'll see. Pashtos, like Rashi, was outside the Tchum. She got stuck in the bathhouse, and now she's outside the Tchum. V'chashchala, and then Shabbos started. Now, before Shkia, her mother-in-law saw what was going on. V'erev ala chamosa, her mother-in-law, made an Erev Tchumen for her before Shkia, so she can come back. U'bamayis lefnei Rabbi Chia, v'asar. So, Rabbi Chia was asked to paskin. Rabbi Chia and Rav Oshia were good friends. So Rav Oshia, this was Rav Oshia's daughter-in-law that it happened to. So the Maisa came in front of Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya said, it's Aser for her to come home. Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Chiya, Bavloi! Apparently the Israelis were more lenient and the Babylonians were machmir on things. You machmir Babylonian, you! Kol kacha to machmir be'erivin? You're so strict when it comes to the laws of Erevin? Why are you so strict by the laws of Erevin? Kach amar Abba, so said my father Rabbi Yossi, as we've been learning all Masecht along, kol sheyesh t'chala hakel be'erivin hakel. Whenever you can be lenient in the laws of Erevin, you should be lenient. V'ibaylu. Now the Bnei HaYeshiva had a question. Why was Rabbi Chiya machmir in that case? Why was Rabbi Chiya machmir? Two possibilities. Mishel chamosa irvala. Did the Erev belong to the mother-in-law? Umishum delo zichsala. And she didn't make a kinyan to the daughter-in-law. That was why he was machmir. Odoma mishela irvala. Maybe the Erev actually belonged to the daughter-in-law, but he didn't tell her about it. Umishum de shalomi da'ata. The halacha is, Erev Tchumen. Good morning, Jeremy. The halacha is, Erev Tchumen, I always have to tell you that I'm doing it for you. For the obvious reason why, right? If you don't know I'm making Erev Tchumen for you, you may want to walk 2,000 amas to the left of the city, and I'm going to make an Erev Tchumen to you 2,000 amas to the right of the city without telling you. It's ridiculous. Maybe you don't want it. So we have a rule called Zachin Ladm Shlo Bafanov. So by Erev Chatzeris, it makes sense. I can make an Erev Chatzeris without your knowledge because it's no sweat off your back to be allowed to carry. No, nobody would have a problem being allowed to carry. But for Erev Tchumen, the halach is, I got to tell you. Okay, but this case is different because here we know for sure what she would have wanted. She doesn't want to be stuck in the bathhouse all Shabbos. So the question is, can we break the rules here or not? Oh. Odelma mishum de shalomi da'ata. Amar lanu humi rabbanu v'Rabbi Yaakov Shmeli didi mefash lemi de Rabbi Yochanan. I heard an explanation of this maisa specifically from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Rabbi Chiya made aliyah at a certain time to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. So that's why they called him Bavloi, or you machmir Babylonian. The story happened in Israel. And he was machmir. So why? Mishel chamosa irvala, really, it belonged to the mother-in-law. Umishum de lo zichsala, because they didn't make a kinyan. That's why he was machmir, because the Mishnah says you got to make a kinyan. At any rate, you see from here that Rabbi Chiya held that you do have to make a kinyan by Erev Chatzeros. So you see, that's a machlokas tanaim. And similarly, so obviously Rav held like Rabbi Chiya against the Mishnah. And similarly, by the case of Eruv Chatzeros, Rav also held against the Mishnah. Because Rav Tanahu Palig. Now there is so much to talk here. I mean, let's just read a little bit more. Amalei Rabbi Zeila Rabbi Yaakov, same story. Amalei Rabbi Zeila Rabbi Yaakov, Barad Debas Yaakov. Kimatis Hasan, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Akiv Zeila Sulama Ditzar. I'd like you to go past the Tzor Highway. Uboy Minei Rav Yaakov Aridi. Apparently, the great tzaddik Rav Yaakov Aridi, he lived by the Tzor Highway. Go ask him this, Shiloh. What was the issue going on there? Why was Rabbi Chiya Machmir? Boy Minei Mishel Chamos Irva, or Mishum Delo Zichsela, or Dilma Mishela Irva, or Mishum Delo Umishum Deshalomi Data. What was the story there that he was Machmir because they didn't make a kinyan, or was because it was hers, but she didn't know about it? Amalei, Mishel Chamos Irvala. No, it belonged to the mother-in-law, Mishum Delo Zichsala. And there was no kinyan. So yeah, now the Gemara concludes, Amar Nachman Naktinan, interestingly, Echad Eruvei Tchumen, Ve'echad Eruvei Chatzeros, Ve'echad Shidufim Mavos, Tzarech Lezakos. You have to make, we're machmir like both Rav and Shmuel. We're machmir that you have to own the Eruv Tchumen, and you have to own the Eruvei Chatzeros.
So we own the box of matzah.
Ah, correct.
Nobody told me about it when I moved in.
Ah, because it's a zchus. Who wouldn't want to carry in Woodmere? It's a zchus, zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Exactly right. Exactly right. Rabbi Billet made the kinyan on your behalf. I think every Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Billet would again make the kinyan or something like that. There's so much to talk about here. Like, I'm scared to start because I saw a lot of stuff on this. I'll just try one thing and hopefully won't get too involved. The question is, how in the world does Rav say you don't need to make a kinyan? Well, how could Rav say you don't need to make a kinyan by Shitufa Mavos? Why not? Why does Rav say ain so? The Mishnah says you got to make a kinyan. Everybody's got to be an owner. Why in the world does Rav say no? So Rashi and Tosfos, this is Tosni Maskel Rav. Take a look at the top Tosfos. Rav Omar ain sarach lezachos. So Tosfos and Rashi understand, and that Tosfos understands that since we all know that Dr. Joe wants to carry in Woodmere, so in any case, and we know that if he doesn't make a kinyan, you know, if he's not part of the Erev, he's not going to be able to carry. So there's like an Anan Sade. In a case where we know a guy wants to be part of the kinyan happens automatically even without a Maisa Kinyan. Where you have Gemiris Das, where we know for sure that I want to transfer something to you and you want to transfer it to me, even if we don't do the actual Maisa Kinyan, it works. Unbelievable Chiddush. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos hold. That since we know that if nobody makes a kinyan, nobody will be able to carry. So therefore, there's like an automatic kinyan. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say, that just Das by itself could make a kinyan in a case where we all know that a kinyan has to be made, that everybody wants in, for sure. If you know that everybody wants in, you can make a kinyan without a Maisa Kinyan. That's Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that no. The reason why it works over here without a kinyan is because it's not a real kinyan happening over here, right? It's shitufi mavos. It's just this like symbolic joining together. Nobody's really an owner. I don't really own your house. Well, you think now that I did a shituf, so I could walk into your house whenever I want? Can I burn your house down because I'm a part owner? No, I don't really own your house. I can't walk in. It's this symbolic thing that we get together. So that's why we allow it without a kinyan. So that's why you could do it with Gemira's Das, without a kinyan. And the Ritva writes, listen to this, the Ritva has the third shot. He says, since you're getting Hana, what's the Hana? You're getting Hana, you're allowed to now carry in the thing. So I'm giving you Hana. So because I'm giving you Hana, you're willing to give me your chelik in the house. And the other way around also, you need me to give you rights to my house. So with the Hana that everybody's getting to carry, everybody's willing to, it's an automatic kinyan, so you don't need a separate Maisa kinyan. Because the Hana is like kesef, it's like I'm giving you money. Because I'm giving you pleasure. Pleasure is good enough like money, so therefore it works as a kinyan. So three pshatim in the Rishonim. All right, that'll be enough. There's so much to talk about here. Okay. Fine. Good, let's continue. Zok the Halege Gemara. Now, So we paskin so far. Shitufa Mavos, you need a kinyan. Erev Chatzeros, you need a kinyan. Erev Tchumen, you need a kinyan. What about Erev Tavshilin? What? Erev Tavshilin, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Yeah, okay, it's called Erev. So in other words, what's Erev Tavshilin? Wait a minute, that's a whole different story. Right? Erev Tavshilin means if Erev Shabbos falls out on a Yontif. Yontif falls out on a Friday. So normally, you're not allowed to cook on Yontif if it's not for Yontif. But now you want to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. So Erev Tavshilin, you start cooking Erev, on Thursday you start cooking. And we say symbolically that the cooking you did on Friday is like a continuation from Thursday's cooking, and you're allowed to do it. So can I make an Erev Tavshilin for you? I think they say the rabbi makes an Erev Tavshilin. For everyone who forgot, right? The rabbi makes an Erev Tavshilin for everybody who forgot. So says the Gemara, Bar Rav Nachman, Eruvei Tavshilin, Tzarech Lezakos or Ein Tzarech Lezakos? Do I have to make a kinyan in my Erev Tavshilin for you? Amar Rav Yosef, Umayti Boyle. What's the question? Lo Shmile, Had Amar Rav Nachman, Barad Amar Shmuel, Eruvei Tavshilin, Tzarech Lezakos? What's Rav Nachman asking? Didn't he hear the famous teaching of Shmuel that you have to be the owner? Amale Abaye. So Abaye asked his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Rebbe, pshita de lo shmile. Obviously, Rav Nachman didn't hear about it. Di shmile, mighty boile. Had he heard about it, what was he asking the question for? Amar Le'er Yehuda said, no. Adu Reviv Tchumen Mi La'amar Shmuel Ein Tzarech L'Zakos. We know that by Erev Tchumen, Shmuel said, you don't have to make a Kenyan. Va'amar Iyun Rav Nachman says, like Rav Tzarech L'Zakos, that you do, I'm sorry. And we know that Rav Nachman says, you do have to make a Kenyan. So just like by Erev Tchumen, we know that Shmuel says, you don't have to make Kenyan, and Rav Nachman says, you do. So maybe here also he disagrees with Shmuel. So Abaye said back to his Rebbe, Rebbe, like the whole Masechtas, Abaye and Rabbi Yosef talking to each other, right? The Rebbe who forgot his learning. Hachi has the Rebbe, what kind of comparison is that? Bishlam ahasam by Rivet Chumin, Pligi Rabbi Shmuel is a machlokas. So for Kamash Malan, so Rav Nachman has to teach me, Kechumer Demar Vechumer Demar, that we're going to go strict like Rav and strict like Shmuel. Aval Hacha, but by Erev Tavshilin, he is a Deshmielei. Had he heard the words of Shmuel, Mika Man de Polig, nobody argues on Shmuel. So it doesn't make sense to say that Rav Nachman would not agree with Shmuel. So it sounds like the Gemara concludes that you do have to make it, that you do have to make a kinyan by the Erev Tavshilin. So I don't know. I didn't look it up in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know how we paskin, but it sounds like the Gemara concludes that you do need to make a kinyan. That's what it sounds like the conclusion is. You need to be an owner. So the Achronim talk about this. Oh. You need a kezias. So when I make an Erev Tashim for a lot of people, we don't need a kezias for each person. It's enough for one kezias for all of them. So each guy is relying on his friend's chelik and the kezias. So it doesn't work. So some say that's the shaila. If I have a little piece of it, is that good enough? Less than a kezias. Let's continue. The Gemara is going to talk about this. So, Hahu Terzina. So you had a weapons watchman who was non-Jewish, he was a neighbor of Rab Zera in his chatzer. So they said to the guy, can you please rent your rishusta so we can carry, we can make an eruv. Lo ogelu, he refused to rent it them. Also, they asked Rab Zera, amalei, maula meger midvisu, can we rent from his wife? Right? Nushin, what do we learn from Chava? That nushim daitan kala lehispatos. It's easier to convince women of things than men. Okay, there's no women on the call. Usually there are some women listening to the Daf Yomi. The people who listen in who you don't know who they are, they're women. Okay. But I can say conclusively there are no women right now, listen. But the truth is the women are going to listen later today, so I got to watch what I have to say. Maul Omega Midvisu. So, are you allowed to rent from the wife? So can they go to the wife and say, listen, you know, your husband, you know, didn't let. Amar lahu, hachi amar ish lakshmi the gavar rabba. Umanu, who is the gavar rabba, Rabbi Chanina? Ishto shaladam areva shalomi dato. A man's wife is permitted to rent even without his knowledge. Now, there's a major discussion here. Let's say after the woman does it, the husband says, no, I'm reneging. So does it work or not? Machlokas, Rabbeinu Chananel says, if the husband afterwards comes and says, no, I didn't allow it. So then he can upschlug it. He can rip it up. Yeah. But Rashi says here that no. The wife can do it even if the husband says, I don't want. The Rashba and the Ritva prove this from the fact that the Gemara is going to, in a minute, you'll see the Gemara brings a proof from this, even in a case where he doesn't want to do it. Not that he just didn't know about it, even where he said no. Okay. There's a long discussion why this is true. But anyway, let's see in the Gemara. Ishto shel adam arev shalomi dato. So just like a woman of a wife of a Jew can do it even without her husband's knowledge, so too by a guy. And the Gemara tells a story about this. Hahu Turzina, another story with a weapons watchman, non-Jewish, type of Jew, was the Rabbi Yehuda bar Hoshea. Amri Lei, Ogelon Rishusach, rent us your Rishus. Velo really didn't want to. Asl came to the Rabbi Yehuda bar Hoshea. Amri Lei, Ma'ala Mega Midvisu, can we do it from his wife? Lohave Biyada, he didn't know the answer. Asl came to Rav Masna, they went to Rav Masna. Lohave Biyada, he didn't know the answer. Asl came to Rav Yehuda. Just like the wife of a Jew, the Erev can work even without her husband's knowledge. So too, you can read from the wife of a guy even against his knowledge. Ask the Gemara, Mesive. Nashim she'irvu v'nishtatfu. Shalom midas ba'aleim. Ein Erev on Erev, ein shtuv and shituf. Ask the Gemara, Lakashia. Ha de'osar. The case, the Rabbi Hanina and Shmuel said that the wife can do it. That's da'asar. That's in a case that his not joining would forbid on everybody else. Right? That he doesn't have another door. He only has one door into the chatzer. So he asks on them. In this case, the wife can do it without the husband's knowledge. Ha de'lo asar. But the brisa that says that a woman cannot do it without the husband's knowledge. That's delo asar. That's in a case where he has another door. He has another opening. He has an opening to a different chatzer. And he usually goes to the other one. He doesn't use this chatzer. He doesn't use this door. So he doesn't really asar on the other members of the chatzer. And therefore, in such a case, I understand. So why do they need it at all? So in the Mavim, there's Omosha Eno Oser. Koncha Chatzir Omen has been Shnei Mavos, Vuhu Ragili, Kanasliz Derech Mavay Acher. So if his wife joined the Eruv, Shalom Midato, Kedei Lahati Lohot, right. The point is that he doesn't get the rights, right? They don't need him in this case, because he doesn't answer on them. But when she joins, so you would think that he can carry into the chatzah, but the halacha is no. It doesn't work. His wife doesn't work in a case where he doesn't aser on them. Ah, very good. Says Gemara, Hachanami Mistavra. This makes logical sense. De'im Kain, if you would say that Shmuel holds that the wife can always do it, Kasha de Shmuel ad de Shmuel, there would be a contradiction. Amar Shmuel echad mibnei mavui, sheroga lishtativ mibnei mavui, velo nishtativ, 1 week he didn't do it. He got angry with them. B'nei ha'movi nechnasen l'soch beisuv v'not l'shtuv v'menu. Wow, you're bal karcho. Ah, that's the proof, that Rashi's proof that you can do it. Right, you can take it from the wife even against his will. Says the Gemara, ragil in, only if he usually joins the Erev, but she'ain ragil lo. But if he doesn't usually join, then you can't do it. So if you tell me that a woman could always do it mikshlomi dato, so it's a steer and shmuel. Shmamina must be that Shmuel only said it in a case where he asers on the Bnei HaMavui. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesayale, let us bring a proof from a Braisa to Shmuel's words. Kofenosa, we could force one of the Bnei HaMavui who doesn't want to join an Eruv, who doesn't want to make a Lechi and a Korah, Lasus Lechi Vikorah LaMavui. We force him to make a Lechi Vikorah. So the Gemara understands, we force them to make a Lechi Akora to allow people to carry. So just like you could force to join a Lechi Akora, so you could also force a Shitufe Mavos to carry in the Mavoi, like Shmuel said. Answer the Gemara, no. Really, you can't do Shitufe Mavos. Shani Hassam, Deleka Mechitzos. No. The Lechi and the Korah there are no walls. So that's why you could force the guy. It's not talking about a case of allowing to carry. We're talking about the fact that there were no walls over there. So because of the fact, hold on one second. So hold on a second. It's completely open. So therefore, you could force the guy to... Right, we're not talking about a halachic... Right, that's what the Ritva asked. Rashi says, we're not talking about allowing you to carry. We're talking about building a protection to make sure it's protected. Wait a second. How does a lechi or a korah... So that's the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva asks, how is putting up a lechi or a korah... How will that help keep people out of the chutzner, out of the mavoi? So Tosus asks this kasha. So Tosus explains, in the case of a mavoi that doesn't have a lechi, so it's logical to force a guy to participate. Erev establishes his legal residence, and that can't be done against his will. Let's see Tosus. Pirshman them dinu du kofno solasis lechi vikora de mahani mechitzos lahatir letalta besocho alpish nasa bal korcha shaladim, even though it's against his will. Velo dami le'eruv le'eruv de bein havi mishum dira o bein mishum kenyan ein lo lahoil bal korcha shaladim uvakuntris lo pirish came. All right, Tosus has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. According to all right, Rashi's pshat is very, very difficult. Where there's no mechitzas and you can't carry, then it makes sense that we should force you to join in to carry. That's a possible shot. That you can't force a guy to carry in the mavoi necessarily, but the other way around. If there's no walls that you can't carry in the mavi itself, so we could force a person to do a lechi v'kora, but you can't force a person to make to in a chutzer to force people to carry from the batim or from the chatzeros. That you can't force. You could force a shetufim mavos, but you can't force an eruv chatzeros. Okay, that pshat maybe makes sense, but to say Rashi's pshat here is very difficult. Rashi says what you the lechi and the kora is going to force a guy. You could force him because it's there to protect robbers. Look at Rashi. Therefore, you could force the lechi or the korah. Doesn't make any sense. But to allow carrying in, then you can't force a guy for carrying. You can only force someone for protection, not for carrying. Very difficult shot. Okay, let's continue here. Lishna Achrina, another pshat, Bebezdin Shani. This that the Brice has said that the people of the Mavi could force a guy to make a Lechi Vekora doesn't mean that they themselves could force him. It means Bezdin can force him to join the Shetuvim Vos in a Lechi Vekora. So you can't bring a proof to Shmuel, who said that the people of the Mavi could force him. The people of the Mavi can't force him, but Bezdin could force him. Okay. Let's continue. A whole nother story. I told you, there's just so much going on in this stuff. Okay, let's try to finish this off here. This is a fascinating discussion here about Susa Michtashu is also massive, massive to talk about here. Itmar, Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav, Osin Lechi Ashera. You can make a Lechi to allow you to carry in a Mavoi. You can make a Lechi from an Ashera tree. That's what Rav says. Reish Lakish, Reish Shem Lakish, Amar Osin Kora Asherah. You can make a Kora from an Asherah, the beam across the top. Oh, Manda Amar Kora Kolshekin Lechi. If you say you can make a Kora from an Asherah, Kavachomer Lechi could just be a Mashehu. You don't need a shear. Umanda Amar Lechi, the one who says you could do a Lechi from an Asherah, Aval Kora Lo. Why? Ksuse michtas shiure. Because a korah needs a minimum shear. A lechi could even be a mashu. So even if you'd grind it up, like avodah zarah has to be destroyed, but even if you'd burn it and use just the ashes, that would be good enough for a lechi. But you don't need a shear. Comes along Tosfos. Take a look at this Tosfos. Again, I'm scared. I got to finish up here. But aval korah ksuse michtas shiure. Aval gav Tosfos asks, Delechi nami boy shear. Gova, A lechi has to be a minimum of 10 tvachim tall, and it's got to still be a mashu. V'gam rochav mashu, mi abai, mi komakom, kevan delo bai elashir zuta, since you only need a tiny little shir, lo yichmirubo. So it's enough, even if it's avodah zara. V'harav rabbeinu avram pirish, de lechi imhaya medabe kaksisim bekosef, you would take the burnt particles of the asherah and glue them to the wall, have a lechi, uvachlo yunatos beruach. Vein lakshim of the pasim lulav shal ashera, I feel beyantiv, sheni, to mashim the command of lesse dummy, and lulav shal mitzah chmiru. Vim tomen de makshin lael sulam shal ashera. Omari, the hasim chashiv pesach came to chazi la aliyah. Ah, that's what some say over here about the korah. Korah is a vart and heker, right? The question is, what's the difference? Korah is just got to be a heker. So even though you're going to destroy it, at the end of the day, you have the heker. That's what some rishonim say. That's why maybe a korah works. Even though it's ksusi michtas shiure, right? Rish Lakish says you could even make a korah from an asherah. What's the logic? Rish Lakish says even though an asherah you have to destroy, however you can make a korah. What's the reason? So the Ravid says, quoted by the Rambam, since the korah is for a heker, why do you need a tefach of a korah? It's so that you should be able to see it. A division between the mavi and the shesarabim, you can make it from an asherah. Even though you have to destroy it, it still doesn't take away the ability of the korah to function. At the end of the day, it's up there. Yeah, you have to destroy it, but at the end of the day, it's a heker. That's the Ravid. Beautiful. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about here, but we're going to continue. Says the next Mishnah. Nisma. Okay, let's say, so we're going to learn in a moment, at the end of the Mishnah, that in order to do an Erev, Shituvim Avos, Erev Chatzeros, you need a certain amount of food. Let's say Nismayda Ochel. Let's say over Shabbos, the food got lessened. I don't know, an animal came and ate it, or somebody ate it. Mosif Umezake. So you could add and you can join it. Ve'ein tzarach lo'odia. You don't have to tell people about it. Nitosvu aleim. But if more people joined, so then mosif umezake. So then when you add the new food, you have to make a kinyan for them. However, if you added from the new people's food, v'tzarach lo'odia, so then you have to tell them about it. Says the Gemara, Kamahu Shiurun, how much food do you need for Shitufim Mavos? Bizman Shein Merubin, if you have like 100 people, Mazen Shtei Sudas Lekulan. It's enough just to have two meals worth. Total, grand total, two meals worth, even for 100 people. Bizman Shein Muatin, if it's only very few people. So then, meaning it's like less than two sudas, so then you don't need it. Kigrogeris, like a dried fig, l'chol echad ve'echad. Just one dried fig's worth for each person in the mavoi. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'med dvar mamurim, when do you need a grogeris for each person? B'tchilas eruv. That's when you begin the eruv. Avo b'shiyari eruv, when it got lesser, kol shehu. Even a mashahu works. Why? V'lo amru la'arev b'chatzeros el kadesh lo l'shakeres ha'tinokos. It's talking about a case where you have a ruvi chatzeros, and now you're adding shituvim avos, even a mashahu is enough, because they only made you do this so that the children should remember. Sounds like me'ikar adin, one without the other would be okay. Right? We learned this earlier. Rav Meir, right? So, we learned this earlier. Says the Gemara. B'maya skinan. So, the Mishnah seems to say that sounds like if the food totally ends, if the food gets totally taken away, so then you do have to tell people when you're adding on. Says the Gemara. B'maya skinan. What are we talking about here? Ilema b'min echa, that when you're adding on, it's the same food that you had in the beginning. my area nismayet, why are you telling me only the case of where it was lessened? You don't have to tell people. Afilu kalanami, even if it was totally finished, you don't have to tell people. If you're adding on to the same type. Ella b'shnei min, and we're talking about where you're now taking a different food. So afilu nismayet, so that afilu nismayet nami lo. Even if it just got lessened, if you're taking new food, you have to tell them, even if it's just lessened. Decided, because we learned in a brisa, kala ha'ochel, if the food of the Erev got completely consumed, so then it depends. Mimin echad, if you're going to take from the same min, ein sarach lohodia. You don't have to tell anybody. Because just like they like the first one, we assume they're going to like this one also. However, that's what the Meiri says. But if you're going to take new stuff, you have to tell them about it. So if it's mimin achad, ein sarach lohodia. Mishnei minin, but if you're taking from a different type, sarach lohodia. You have to tell the people. Even if it's just got lessened, answers the Gemara, two answers. Ibai is saying, if you want, I can answer you. Mimin echad. That really the Mishnah is talking about the same min. V'ibai yisema mishnei minin. Or I can give you an answer that our Mishnah is talking about where you took a different type. Ibai yisema mimin echad. I can tell you we're talking about a case of where they added on to the air from the same min. And really we hold, even if it was totally destroyed, I don't have to tell you because it's the same min. My nismayet. What the Mishnah mean when it said it got lessened? It meant nismatmate. It means that it was totally gone. Even if it was totally gone, if it's the same min, I don't have to tell you. V'ibay seima mishnei minin. No, really, the Mishnah is talking about where I added on a new type of food. And kala shiny. And the Bryce is talking about where it was totally destroyed. And that's why I have to tell you about it. Where it's totally destroyed and I'm taking a new food, I have to tell you about it. But if it was just lessened, so then I don't have to tell you about it. Okay, a little bit more. Nitosvu aleihem mosifu mezakeh. So the Mishnah said, if more people joined, I have to make a new kinyan. If I'm adding from their stuff, I have to tell them about it. So the Gemara now is going to quote a machlokes. If by Erev Chatzeros, do I have to tell you about Erev Chatzeros or not? Again, we said before, Dr. Joe wants the carry. Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Chista, Zoso Meres. We could learn from the din in our Mishnah that, what does the Mishnah say? That if you're taking Erev from the residents that are now added, that weren't there in the beginning, I have to tell them. Chalukin alav chaver, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, even the first time around, you never have to tell anybody. So it's, if when new people join, so you have to tell them. So it sounds like there's an opinion that holds, by Erev Chatzeros, I can't just make it without telling people. You know, Dr. Joe said no one ever told him about the Erev. Sounds like people argue that you do have to tell. Disnan, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to learn in a Mishnah later on in Pei Aleph. Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you have to tell people Beiruvei Tchumen? By an Erev Tchumen, I have to tell you because maybe you want to go right. I'm making the Erev Tchumen to the left and you're making it to the right. Avo Beiruvei Chatzeros, Rabbi Yehuda said, but when it comes to carrying, you don't have to tell people at all. Who doesn't want to carry? Avo Beiruvei Chatzeros, you see, it's already a long old minig. You don't have to tell people. Everybody wants to carry. Ma'arvin Bein Ladas Bein Shelo Ladas. So then I don't have to tell you, says the Gemara. Pshita dechalukin. Clearly our Mishnah argues. So what's Rav Shizvi coming to tell us? Says going no. Ma'u de say mahani mili bechatzer shebein shnei mavos. You might think, when do I have to consult? That's by a chatzer that's in between two mavois. So maybe you don't want to join our mavoi. Maybe you want to join the other mavoi. So maybe that's where you got to ask the guy, which mavi do you want to join? Avol chatzer shel mavi echad. But if there's only one mavi, aim alo. I might have thought, maybe then, okay, obviously you don't have to ask. Kamash malon, that's Rav Shizvi says, no. The Rav Chista heard from his Rebbe that even up to even to one mavoi, even there you got to ask when it comes to a ruve chatzeros. Even there you got to ask. Why? Rashi explains that we need to know that he does that he's not makbid on the food, that we're taking the food away, and he doesn't mind sharing this piece of food with all the members of the mavoi. Right? Because maybe he wants that food. Maybe he doesn't want to give away that food. So that's why we gotta tell him about it. I'll drop more. Kama hu shiuro. How much is the shituf? Says the Gemara. Kama hu merubin. How many is a lot of people? Once it's 18 people, mazon shtei suda. Says the Gemara. Shmon esrei v'sulo. Only 18. Ema mishmon esrei v'elach. 18 or more. Says the Gemara, "Umay shmon esrei denaka? Why 18?" Amitz b'ri Rav Yehuda le'didim v'fash l'min da'aba kol she'ilu mechalka l'mazon she'isudas beinem ve'ein magas grovis kol echad ve'echad. He says that's the amount that you wouldn't get a dried fig for each person. Hein merubin v'sagim mazon she'isudas v'ilo. But if there's not enough people that each person will get a grogros, that's hein muat. That's hein muatininu. It's teaching us that how much is Mazon Shtei Sudas, that is 18 grogos. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Billy Nether.
Have a great day, thank you.
I will do my best to try to have a good day.